the semi-final of her doubles alongside Sara Errani. They are the 11th seeds and they're underway against Selena Gabriela Rusa and Marta Kostyuk. So we'll keep an eye on that one.
Of course.
Yeah. Lots to keep an eye on today.
And I was watching Carlos Alcaraz and he had a little bit of an interaction with his box as he showed, you know, his fist and his box just raised, stood up, went also wanted to support him and he said, okay, it's okay, I'm here now, calm down. And he put them back to their seats. But we can feel the tension, it's normal, it's the semi-final of the French Open.
As Coco Gauff said during her semi-final when she was unhappy with the decision up to the chair, she said, this is a Grand Slam semi-final. The prize is a big one. It's to play for one of the biggest prizes that tennis has to offer. Serve out wide, sits up middle of the court, drop shot from Sinner, and Alcaraz tries to get there. He does make it, sits up short, and Jannik Sinner says thank you very much with his inside out forehand winner.
Yeah, that's the one, that's the forehand. He can hit it with the closed eyes. Huh? He loves it. He had time to set up for the shot and to punish the Spanish player that was on the net.
Still not lost a point on serve in this first set, Jannik Sinner. Second serve coming up now as more people scuttle into their seats in the upper tier of this wonderful stadium. And Sinner, the second serve that sits up to the backhand cross court, inside out goes Sinner, and Sinner goes inside in with some spin, stops midcourt, cross court, flattened out by Alcaraz. Alcaraz thunders that ball down the line, keeps it on the forehand and goes inside out, blocked back by Sinner. Short ball for Alcaraz to go back behind with the inside out forehand to get his first point on the Sinner serve in this semi-final.
Maybe Sinner is going to feel a little bit, you know, how you say it? Yeah, disrupt, because he lost his first point on the services game, you know? Yeah.
All 4-1, 24 minutes played. Sinner puts the serve down the tee. It's sort of lofted back middle court, sits up nicely for the inside-out forehand from Sinner, who draws the error. He was camped on the baseline and he edges ahead.
Carlos Alcaraz makes signs that doesn't see the depth of the court very well. He showed that to his box. He's been doing a little bit, quite a bit of mistakes on the backhand side. He's so far behind the baseline. We know that, but maybe he needs to come a little bit closer.
Serve out wide, the backhand's play, the serve and volley from Sinner, the pickup from Alcaraz, the lob over the head of the Italian, who has to get back. He puts up a high lob of his own, and Sinner and Alcaraz lets it bounce. Then he smashes from the back of the court. He sees the movement of Sinner. He held his nerve. He stayed calm, and he smashes into the open court for 30-all.
Great defense from offense sequence for Carlos Alcaraz. There was a great choice by Jannik Sinner. He saw that Alcaraz was far behind the baseline, went serve and volley, but he missed a little bit his volleys, his drop shot volley. Alcaraz is so fast, you know, he was able to lob him, and then he punished the Italian with that overhead. 30-all, maybe a first danger for Jannik Sinner on his serve.
misses the first serve outright, twists the racket in the right hand while he takes a ball from the pocket in the left side of the short, starts the quite sort of furious, firm bouncing up to about hip height, reaches up now and serve, and it kicks up centre of the box, and the forehand flattened out to slightly off balance.
Yeah.
Silly when he struck that, and a break point opportunity for Carlos Alcaraz.
First wrong choice of the match from Jannik Sinner as he went for that down the line forehand. It was not in position, was not the right choice, and he missed. 30-40. That would be good for the match if Alcaraz comes back right now.
One of the breaks back.
Yeah.
Because it was a perfect first 16 minutes, if you're just joining us, by Jannik Sinner. He could do no wrong. Second serve now for Carlos Alcaraz to look at to try and get one of the breaks back. Sinner ready with the second serve. It kicks up. It's backhand cross court, inside out with the forehand. Cross court backhand, more of an angle from Alcaraz. Alcaraz still digging deep into the backhand wing of Sinner, and he draws the error. And just like that, one of the breaks has been clawed back by Alcaraz, who does a firm little fist pump when he goes over to get his towel. He's reduced the arrears, and it's now 4-2 Sinner in the first set.
Yeah. The fight is on. As we have Jihan getting in touch. Hello, Radio RG team. It's a lovely Friday in Washington, D.C. Now that my two favorites, Nole and Kuh, are out of the singles, I'm cheering for the Italians. Forza. How was the team dinner? Did Antoine give a good explanation for his absence? I will get back to that.
No is the short answer for that one. Long goes Alcaraz. We've had no explanation other than it was a private matter.
Exactly.
Cleverly worded, so we can't ask any more questions. Sophie's not taking no for an answer, though. She's still having a go. But it was a lovely dinner. Thank you very much.
Love 15, as Carlos Alcaraz missed that forehand.
Alcaraz reaches up for the serve and serves out wide. It's an ace out wide.
Yeah, great ace. Wide, flat, 203 kilometers an hour.
Got another winner in the finals. Kesnia Chasteau, the French number one in the junior wheelchair competition, has just won the singles title as a top seed, 6-2, 6-3 against Maylie Phelps. But they'll be teaming up together to take part in the doubles final a little bit later. So congratulations to Kesnia Chasteau. And Kostyuk and Rus have a break on Iranian Paolini, 3-1 in the first set of their women's doubles semi-final. Back onto the feet of Alcaraz, the backhand too deep. And we should say the top seeds are out of the men's doubles, with Arevalo and Pavic, the ninth seeds, defeating the world number one pair of Granollers and Zabaios, 7-5 in the third. We're going to have Vavasori and Bellelli against Arevalo and Pavic, and that will take place tomorrow after the women's singles final. Serve down the tee, the off backhand return. Ooh. And Alcaraz glances down at the court, got that all wrong, and the game continues.
I don't think that it was the court's fault, but we'll give Carlos the benefit of the doubt. 40-30. Still a game point to come back at 4-3.
Game point. Serve down the tee. Forehand back through the middle of the court. The slight off forehand from Alcaraz, who just drops that ball over. The off backhand from Sinner. Sinner with his forehand whips it cross court to the forehand cross court on the angle. Down the line, absorbing the pace. Sinner gets a short ball, comes in, slices, cuts the ball over. In comes Alcaraz. Cannot get the height on the ball, and it is deuce.
Great redirection from Sinner as Carlos Alcaraz went hard on the forehand cross court, and Sinner was able, you know, to reduce the preparation, and he pushed the ball back down the line. That's what set off Carlos Alcaraz, and then he was able to hit that drop shot cross court. I mean, it was not a drop shot, it was a slice cross court, but very short, you know, kind of in a Roger Federer style, and that attracted Carlos Alcaraz to the net, and he missed.
Juice. Missed first serve down the tee, heading towards the Italian's backhand. double fault from Alcaraz. Break point for Sinner to regain the double break and to serve for the first set.
Yeah, first double fault. Juan Carlos Ferrero not happy about it, as we see him on the monitor.
Alcaraz gets the first serve. The backhand sits off Alcaraz to switch across. Got the sliding forehand. Very deep from Sinner. Draws a mid-court ball. Sinner attacks with a cross-court backhand. Sinner still on the baseline. Going deep into the backhand wing of Alcaraz. Who's going to change it up? They go cross-court to cross-court backhand. It's redirected by Sinner. It's forehand cross-court from Alcaraz. It's netted by Sinner.
Yeah. He had a look at that ball. You know, he was able to... He knew that he could do a lot on that ball. But when he pushed on his legs, he pushed up. He didn't push through the ball. He didn't push through. And he didn't go towards the target he wanted to hit. And that's how he missed that forehand in the middle of the net. And we're back at deuce. Oh, nice orange peric. How you say it in English? The orange... fake hair.
Wig. Where?
Yeah, well, we saw that in...
Someone in the crowd?
Yeah, in the crowd.
Got an orange wig on?
Yeah.
Love that. A bit hot today, though. Served down the tee. The backhand scooped cross-court from Alcaraz, and it's sort of flicked up the line with the backhand from Sinner. It goes through the middle of the court, and it's netted by Alcaraz, and it's the second break point opportunity for Sinner.
A bit too many mistakes on the forehand side for Alcaraz right now to match the level of what Yannick Sinner is producing. I mean, Yannick Sinner's, you know, average level is so high that you have to be up there if you wanna compete with him right now.
Serve down the tee, snap back to the feet, drop shot from Alcaraz. Here comes Sinner. Sinner scoops it down the line. The lob goes up. Sinner behind his back gets the backhand, the forehand cross court. Sinner defends again and finds the court again. Cross court, can Sinner finish it off? He's back in this point. He's leveled up with Alcaraz here. The forehand goes down the line. The backhand swatted cross court. This is break point for Sinner, who scoops up the squash shot, cross court the angle. Cross court, he misses! What a turnaround in that point from Yannick Sinner, from defense and all but out to attack. He wins the point, he regains the double break, and shortly he'll be serving for the set at 5-2.
Of course he misses, because Carlos Alcaraz misses, because Sinner was everywhere on the court on this point. And there's just great job as defending, running. I mean, Alcaraz tried everything on that point.
What's he complaining about?
I think he's complaining about... the towels.
He's got two ice towels on his leg.
Yes, for
two
ice towels.
Oh dear, he doesn't like either of them, does he? Well, he's discarded them as quickly. Oh, he's saying that it's not good enough for his... He's shaking his head. Because he had two on his lap. He put one around his neck, discarded it. He put the other one on his neck, discarded it. And now he's just shaking his head.
He's not happy about the ice towels. Okay. He's talking...
I think... it's either not cold enough, because he's sort of trying to scrunch it and get he wants immediate cooling. Faith is listening to us while working and pretending she could be in a Parisian cafe. She's in an Italian cafe run by a Turkish family in North London. Probably means I should support Sinner, but honestly, I am very torn. Yannick Sinner serving for the set at 5-2 with new balls. Into the body, the forehand is slammed back very deep. It's just the weight of shot that Sinner's getting, the depth he's getting on these balls. He plays an inside in forehand, that drops a little bit shorter, then he flattens out the forehand. It's framed by Alcaraz, just stepping things up a couple of gears there.
Sinner is so far the better player, so the score, you know, is normal to see that he's up 5-2. just a bit above Carlos in every area of the game. So let's see if he's going to decrease his level or if Carlos can find the solution. Yeah, great second serve. Down the middle of the box, body serve, 182 kilometers an hour. Dirty Love, 2 points away from the first set.
Having regained his double break advantage, yeah. Alcaraz asks him to pause for just a second. Sinner does. Sinner is now ready, serving towards the presidential tribune in his player's box, because as we look towards the boxes, the high-ranked players' boxes to the left of the player, of the presidential tribune, as you look at it. Serve out wide on the angle. Forehand snap back and then in net. Just trying to place that forehand over.
It was a bit on the back foot on that last forehand. 30-15. Yannick Sinner is human, can make mistakes sometimes.
Yeah, not many.
Not many, no.
Not many. Two, to be precise.
Voilà.
In our not many category. Six for Alcaraz so far.
37 minutes. 30-15.
Serve down the tee, back through the middle of the court, Sinner with a forehand. It's a devastating blow, isn't it? He has all the time in the world, but he gets there with a ball that's not high enough over the head of Sinner. Then he goes to finish it off and he misses. You heard the effort. He tried to unload on the forehand. He's into the tram lines and it's set points.
He tried to make a statement with that passing shot, but he missed it. In the alley, went too big, too hard on the last shot.
Set point. Looking to head out wide to the forehand of the Spaniard. Alcaraz goes even further back. Serve down the tee and spins the backhand deep. That is framed by Sinner. It will not find the court. The first set point has been saved.
I like how Yannick Sinner manages the on and off moments that you have during the matches. Okay, he missed that shot. He looked over his box, took his time, went to the towel, breathe. Okay, getting ready to play that second set point. 40-30.
Serve out wide, the backhand to the feet of Sinner, who's inside the baseline. Oh, he drags the inside in forehand wide and it's juice.
Yeah. Framed it a little bit. Maybe he went a bit too fast on that last forehand. You know, wanted to make the point. Had to build a bit more. Wait, maybe one more shot.
Servat Y snapped back to his feet. The forehand placed mid-court down the line. Sinner lays into his backhand through the middle of the court. The inside-out forehand from Alcaraz. Alcaraz goes inside in, but he doesn't hit that right. The forehand cross-court just gets the line from Sinner, and Sinner is leathering this forehand. The squash shot back from Alcaraz. The forehand down the line. The Spaniard is defending his long way back. Short ball. Sinner comes in. Backhand down the line. It snatched cross-court, and it misses. And it is set point opportunity number three for the Italian.
Yeah. You know, on the commentary box, we are above the court, so we're able to see the geometry of the court and the way those players are making each other move, and it's just crazy. We see the slides, we see the lines that are crossed. I mean, they're always trying to make something out of the ball, trying to put the ball where the opponent is not. They're creating so much, you know, game right now. It's just great to watch.
Set point. Looking to serve and volley on set point.
Yeah. We know that, you know, sometimes he likes to mix things up, you know, he's trying to make different choices.
Enormous serve.
Yeah. Wow. Went hard.
He went big, and he wasn't going to come in off the back of that one. He hoped the serve would get the job done. Second serve, set point, centre of the box. The backhand's in place. Sinner keeps on the forehand, goes inside out with the forehand. The backhand cross got the Sinner inside it. Ooh, Alcaraz had to readjust. Then he plays a drop shot, and he doesn't make it. And that is the set. 40 minutes on the clock, and it's Jannik Sinner who closes out the first set by 6-2.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Jannik Sinner could ask for more perfect set, you know, than that first one, because he's been, of course, there's been this break that he conceded to Carlos Alcaraz, but part of that, he make very little mistakes. He did, he took all the best choices almost every time. Great start from the Italian. Carlos Alcaraz, you know, we can feel that he... Maybe there's a bit of tension on his side. Can calm himself down. He looks a lot over his box. He was he's not as, you know, as relaxed as Jannik Sinner since the beginning of the match.
Now, I don't want loads of people getting in touch saying it's not going to be Alcaraz in straight sets. I know. It was, but prediction-wise, anyone that knows my predictions knows they're awful. I could have gone with Iga Świątek here. I didn't. I went with Elena Rybakina, who'd been ill coming into this tournament. I've gone with Casper Ruud. And yes, he's a two-time finalist. Is he going to win it? I don't know. I hope so. And yes, I just thought Alcaraz would come out, but it was Sinner that came out. Yeah. And for the first 16 minutes, he was extraordinary.
Yeah.
And then he showed us he was human, but then he regained his advantage, and they're just watering the court now, and Alcaraz has finally popped that. They both got an ice towel now around the shoulder. The lesser spotted ice towel, because in week one, they were putting kind of jackets and scarves on themselves. And now we have this wonderful final finish to the championships.
Like, it's almost the same every year. A bit of rain the first week, and then some sun out the second week.
We had a lot of rain the first week. Let's not call it a little bit of rain.
That's true.
We had a lot of rain.
I mean,
lot of rain.
Now we're able to wear polos and t-shirts. It's great.
I know. Now things are changing.
Now we put the AC in the...
I know. Just put the air conditioning on. I'm going to start shivering, Sue. So, okay, second set. From Alcaraz's point of view, what does he have to do?
I think he needs to regain his position, a more dominant position on the court. He needs to be a bit closer to his baseline. I would love him to, you know, we would like to see some, a bit more drop shots, a bit more. We know Sinner is very good on the baseline from right to left, and he saw that he is so good today on the defense side as well. So Alcaraz has to keep doing these variations, keep to attracting him to the net, because also we know that Sinner sometimes in the volley is a bit shaky, you know, he can miss as well, he's not as good as from the baseline. So I think that it would be a good good way for Alcaraz to try to come back at one set all, and as he starts the set to the serve,
and he misses the first serve. Very important first game of the second set for the Spaniard. And it starts with a double fault. Not what he was looking for.
No.
He needs to lay down a marker. He needs to hold serve. He needs to keep his nose in front. Three balls, juggling them. Tosses one aside. Examines the other two. Tosses another one aside. And I think we're sorted. Sinner bouncing up and down on his toes. Then settles. Well, settles as far as swaying top half of his body, twisting the racket, lays into the backhand, drops that one short, inside out. Sinner has to go back and stretch with the backhand that goes deep, and into the net goes Carlos Alcaraz, and it is love 30.
Carlos needs to be careful right now. It wouldn't be good for him, you know, to, as we see Stan Smith in the house, but yeah, that wouldn't be good for him to give that first break. The second set.
Love 30. It all now starts with the serve. Can he get the first serve in? No, he can't. He was going big, deep into the forehand of Sinner, but he misses the court. Sinner steps up to the baseline to put some more pressure on the Spaniard. He's on the baseline, and he plays the backhand. That is lofted long. So Alcaraz gets his first point of the second set, and the voices you can hear are the voices from the Alcaraz box encouraging their man.
Yeah.
They know how important this first game is.
Yeah.
First serve into the net. Ball quickly from the pocket. The bouncing begins. Friday afternoon in Paris. The serve kicks up. The backhand's in place. Sinner has to stretch to another backhand cross-court side edge of the line.
The line, yeah.
Sinner through the middle of the court. Inside in from Alcaraz. Forehand cross-court. He's just absorbing the Alcaraz pace here. The one-hander, the high ball lands in. Alcaraz from the back of the plays the inside-out forehand. The backhand cross-court from Sinner. The drop shot from Alcaraz. Too good. And a vamos for the Spaniard as he levels up at 30 all.
As he raised his fist, calling for the crowd. We want to see him do a bit more of that, you know. That drop shot that he does so well. Oh, as we see the shot from the umpire, you know, that she has a head camera. And perfectly played from the Spanish. We want more of that from him.
30 all. Misses the first serve. Ryan says, happy Friday. 11:20, now 11:25 in Sydney. Sinner put on a clinic in the opening set. Will be interesting to see the response from Alcaraz, who serves down the tee this time. It's 30 all. He goes wide. It's loose. He hangs his head, and it's break point Sinner. Sinner goes to his towel, gets back into position. Alcaraz goes through his choice of ball. Little look across, Sinner is ready. Needs to find a first serve, and he doesn't. Ball boy scurries across. He's gonna wait for the ball boy because he really ran the, oh, hang on, where's he off to? But another ball boy on the loose. Oh, we're just getting the loose ball, there he is. Well done, young man.
Yeah.
Ball collected. Second serve, break point Sinner. Second serve sits at the back and will miss the court.
Yeah, that was a big second serve, even though it didn't go very fast, you know, 159 kilometers an hour, but was a lot of kick in that serve. Second serve bounced very high, was very hard to control and too hard to control for Jannik Sinner. Deuce.
6-1 first set, Kostyuk and Rus against Iranian Paolini in the semi-final of the women's doubles as Alcaraz gets the first serve. It's lofted back down the line and Sinner doesn't need to play the backhand because it's an unforced error from Alcaraz off a no-pace ball.
That's a gift from Alcaraz. There was a second shot very early to make that mistake in the point and another break point. We know that Jannik Sinner doesn't need too many occasions and he is very good at seizing them.
Break point into the body of Sinner. Good serve. He manages to find the court with the return. Backhand cross court to the service line, Sinner. Sinner with the backhand cross court, peppering the backhand of Alcaraz. Backhand to backhand they go. Who changes it? Alcaraz down the line.
Yeah.
He's missed. He tried to change it. He looks up to his box. He's looking down saying, well, can you believe the return from Sinner found the court? And then he trudges back to his chair. And as he did in the first set, Sinner has broken the serve of Carlos Alcaraz in the first game to lead by a set and a break, one love.
Too many mistakes again in this game. And I'm a bit scared for Carlos because he's looking over at his box, you know, like kind of looking that he doesn't have the solution, you know, that he doesn't know what to do. And it's very rare from Carlos. So, and I'm sure that Jannik Sinner can see that. And he knows that he's doing a great job.
Jannik Sinner is ready. The crowd are quiet. He misses a serve out wide and twists the racket in his right hand a few times before bouncing the ball from his pocket. Radio Roland Garros with you throughout the entirety of these championships, and there's a double fault for Sinner, and he immediately just glances down at his racket as if to say, well, that wasn't the plan and I didn't mean to do that, and there's a first double fault for the Italian. 50 minutes on the clock. We're in the 10th game of the first semi-final that we have for you. Sasha Zverev, Casper Ruud to follow, or if this goes very quickly, not before 5:30. A lofted, deep, long return, and Alcaraz is... Wow.
He's very unhappy.
Don't normally hear this. This is just anger and frustration.
I will not translate what you just said.
We apologize if you're offended by anything that was said there.
Because I can't.
But there were a couple of words in there that... And he's at the far end from his player's box, so he was shouting just in general frustration, but also so they could hear. 15 all. Ooh, two double faults down this game for Jannik Sinner. 15-30. Maybe Jannik Sinner slightly unsettled by the outburst from his friend. Not used to hearing it. Suddenly the rhythm has gone from this match. 15-30. Set, one love. Alcaraz a long way back. Serve out wide. The stretch on the backhand drifts over. Sinner comes forward with a heavy forehand. Slam cross court and wide from Alcaraz. They're the ones he relies on that are not going to plan.
The crowd is going crazy.
Well, one person in particular.
Yeah.
30 all. Trying to get their message across.
Hey, I had trouble serving on that that side, the Sinner in this game.
Yeah, a couple of double faults. Now a second serve. 30 all. Just gets the serve in, rolls it in. Backhand cross court from Sinner, backhand cross court from Alcaraz. Cross court to cross court, backhand center of the court goes Alcaraz, inside out forehand from Sinner. Sinner forehand through the throat of the court. And again, he finds the back edge of the baseline. And Alcaraz is like, you've got to be kidding me. How's he doing that? Time after time, hands on hips.
Yeah, Carlos is just, I mean...
He can't believe it.
He can't believe it. And don't believe I'm going to say that, but he's overpowered by Sinner right now.
Yeah.
He's trying to go hard and the ball comes back even harder.
Game point for the consolidation of the second set break. Misses the first set out wide. Alcaraz heads back to the back of the court for the second serve. As Sinner winds up and serves, kicks it up. The inside-out forehand return. The backhand through the middle of the court. The forehand down the line from Alcaraz. He goes cross-court. The drop shot from Sinner. Oh, it's lovely. Here comes Alcaraz. Scoops it cross-court. Should be finished off. Yes, it is. Toying with Alcaraz now, Jannik Sinner. The point, the consolidation, the fist bump, and a two-love lead in the second set. Two love now to Irani and Paolini in the second set of their women's doubles semi-final, and we're just getting the junior wheelchair boys doubles final underway. So we'll keep you across everything as it happens. We've got the semi-final of the men's wheelchair doubles. Alfie Hewitt and Gordon Reid, the top seeds, are on serve with Gustavo Fernandez and Stefan Hude.
Alcaraz is going crazy right now as he missed that forehand cross court in the alley. He was about to get really mad looking at his box. It's even like he's mad at his box, you know? He's probably just mad at himself right now.
There's a lot of frustration.
Yeah.
Lot of frustration. Love 15, love 2. Deep serve. The backhand comes back, short ball inside out. There we go. That's how you take out your frustration. laid into the inside out forehand.
Yeah. Take it to the ball. So the crowd says Sinner or Carlos? Both, huh? Repeat.
Yeah, I think all the fans are kind of clashing in their chants.
Yeah.
As we said, both popular guys. Surf out wide, the net was clipped, and immediately Alcaraz swivels, takes the first ball that's offered to him, make sure the spare ball is tucked deep into that left-hand pocket. 5 minutes shy of an hour on court, 3:35 in the afternoon. All. Serve out white, forehand snap back and long, 30-15.
Alcaraz still looking at his box, doing some signs. Sinner going to his towel, wiping a little bit his face, getting ready to return. 30-15. Carlos sets up to serve.
Serve out wide. Serve and volley from Alcaraz. Takes off his shoelaces. Sinner gets there. Alcaraz gets there. That's too good, and it's game points.
That's the Carlos we want to see, you know, with great hands, coming forward, trying to make Sinner run, you know, to the net. Great play by Carlos as he finished by that backhand down the line in the empty court. 40-15.
Oh my word, the half volley from the baseline from Alcaraz, the insider. This is computer game stuff. That's what they talk about it. The speed of that point from start to finish.
Carlos Alcaraz served a wide serve slice, 197 kilometers an hour. And the return came back faster on the baseline in the feet of Carlos Alcaraz. And just too good from Sinner. But 40-30, Carlos needs this one.
He comes to serve volley, scoops the volley up, the lob is up. It's not good enough. Not enough spin. And that is a hold for Carlos Alcaraz. So he trails by a break, but it is just a break. In the grand scheme of things, it's a set and a break. But he's on the board in set two. Sinner, who will be the new world number one when the rankings come out on Monday. Or if you look at the live rankings now, you'll see his position there. And if Carlos Alcaraz wins Roland Garros, he would become the new world number two. And things would just shuffle around a little bit more. And we know in the women's, whatever happens with anybody, Iga Świątek stays as the world number one because she is so far ahead of the rest. And the new world number two on Monday will be Coco Gauff, who has her women's doubles semi-final to come a little bit later. And then Aryna Sabalenka, and then Elena Rybakina. And we also have the Olympic deadline on Monday. So there's a lot of players around, trying to find tournaments, trying to get some extra points to squeeze into those places. We have other countries where it's confirmed and the players are locked in. And then there are the wild cards. If you're a former Olympic champion, or you're a Grand Slam champion, you can apply to have a wild card, which Stan Wawrinka might do, Andy Murray could do.
Okay. I won't.
You won't be. I won't be. And Rafa Nadal is in on his predicted ranking of 9. So he's officially, as things stand, the Spanish number 2.
And we can have a team Alcaraz-Nadal in doubles.
Yes, we can.
And maybe we will.
I think we probably will. Sun shining down. Jannik Sinner won the Australian Open this year. So he's 12-0 in Grand Slam play this year. Looking to be the first Italian man to reach the Roland Garros final since Adriano Panetta in 1973. A long time ago. 2-1. Serve kicks up down the tee. The backhand's in play through the middle of the court, and that's a loose forehand, off forehand. Didn't move the feet. The Sinner feet were stuck in one place.
Amélie Mauresmo, the tournament director in the stands, watching the amazing semi-final.
Serve out wide, the backhand. forehand is deep from Alcaraz. He can step in with his inside in. A lofted ball up from Sinner. Alcaraz should put this away with no trouble at all. He does. Love 30.
Yeah. Maybe we are witnessing the way, the awakening of Alcaraz in that match. That would be good for the fight and for the show, that if he's able to break back in this game. Love 30.
First serve netted, going out wide to the Alcaraz forehand. Alcaraz pacing around at the back, really at the back of the court. Oh, double faults, starting to creep in to the Sinner game, and it's love 40. So three opportunities here for Alcaraz to get us back on serve in the second set. Darren Cahill, one of the coaches of Jannik Sinner, is on his feet just to give a little bit of support down.
I feel like the crowd wants a break right now. Love 40.
Yeah, they want a contest. They want to see these two at their very best at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, miss first serve from Sinner. Second serve drops it in the backhand cross court. Oh, it's wide.
Yeah, just a little bit on the side of the line. 15-40. Great call from the lineman.
Michael says, listening from Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, not too picky about who wins, just want to see and hear five sets of these two incredible young players. I think the crowd would agree with you, Michael. Exactly what they would like, although some are a little bit swayed towards one than the other. Sinner gets the first serve inside the baseline, has to step back and loft the forehand through the middle of the court. Deep into the corner goes Alcaraz, who swishes it cross court. He goes back behind, and the roar will tell you that we are back on serve. Two games all, second set.
Here we are, as Carlos Alcaraz hit a great forehand cross court behind Jannik Sinner. He slid a little bit on that last step and he was not able to get to the ball. 2-2. Carlos Alcaraz ready to serve, tosses the ball in the air to see if he won't be annoyed by the sun.
They'd only dropped one set before we turned up in the semi-final, Carlos Alcaraz. That was in the second round. Missed Monte Carlo and Barcelona due to the right forearm injury, which means this is just the ninth match of his European clay court swing. Ball boys following him closely as he discards the balls. Hour and 3 minutes on the match clock. 15 love, 2-2. Alcaraz settles, reaches, and serves out wide. Pick up off the backhand. The ball will miss the court, and it's 30 love.
Thank you for Mitali. Thank you for the amazing coverage the last 2 weeks. Really hoping for a match to remember here. Happy with whoever wins. Hoping Carlos can hold on now. Listening to you while walking around the Musée d'Orsay.
Oh, lovely.
Have a great walk.
Serve down the tee. The off backhand return through the middle. Through the middle of the court they play. They continue to play through the middle of the forehand down the line from Sinner. Cross court with the backhand goes Alcaraz. Alcaraz with the backhand goes cross court to the backhand down the line from Sinner. Sinner comes in the short ball and he drops shots over it. Sits off Alcaraz to scoop the ball low. Tries to get it past Alcaraz and the Spaniard cuts the ball into the net. Power coming out on top.
Yeah. Tried to add some backspin in that volley. But it stayed a little bit in the racket and therefore in the net. 30-15.
fifth game, second set. Alcaraz serves, hits the top of the tape and drifts long, and Sinner slices the ball to the ball girl at the net. Sinner steps up to the baseline to put a little bit more pressure on the Spaniard now. He's on the baseline. Ooh, it's a double fault and it's 30 all. He could just see the pressure being put on him by Jannik Sinner as he was stepping inside the baseline to return that second serve. Clipped off the top of the net, drifted wide. And now a pressure point for the Spaniard as it's two games all, 30 all. Alcaraz serves down the tee, the backhand through the middle of the court, playing through the middle right now. Backhand cross court a little bit deeper. A miss hit from Alcaraz, steps in. Oh, Sinner would have won the point. He leapt in the air with a backhand cross court on the angle, but it clipped the top of the net and it flew wide, and it is game point.
Maybe we'll witness the first time that Carlos Alcaraz is going to be up in this match.
Sinner takes up his position, leaning far forward. Then he's really, really still until the last second when he leaps into action with a cross-court backhand, the stretch to the backhand from Alcaraz. Inside out forward, that's a slap of a ball, isn't it, from Sinner. Peppering the Alcaraz backhand, and back in he goes to Spaniard's backhand. What does he do now? He switches it going inside into the forehand that spins cross-court to the forward down the line. Cuts that short, clever play because Alcaraz is still a long way back. Backhand through the middle of the court. Alcaraz into the corner. Squash shot from Sinner. Forehand inside out. Takes the point, takes the game, takes the lead. 3-2, Carlos Alcaraz on serve, second set.
And Ben Stiller is really happy about it.
Well, that's very important.
Yeah, he's hitting first row of the presidential tribune. I'm sure he's rooting for Carlos. Looks like it, as Carlos won that fifth game, looked over his box. Shaking his fist towards their coaches, his coach.
Ornia in Cork has said, "Vamos, Carlos, bonjour, Gigi and Antoine. It's election day here in Ireland and the counting of the ballots starts tomorrow morning. Unfortunately, the count will be well underway by the time that the women's final will be on TV, and it'll just start to get interesting." I'm not sure they'll switch over and put the tennis on for you. But you can ask. Christine in Minnesota, "I'm working from home with the windows open and listening to some amazing tennis. This is one of my favorite times of the year. I would love to see the Italians win. Go Sinner and go Paolini." Thank you so much for getting in touch with us. Yeah, Tim says it's a cloudy, overcast day in Taunton. "Can Gigi tell me who she thinks will win Wimbledon so that I will know who not to put my money on?" Sensible. Honestly, I think too much with my heart over my head, and that's always your downfall because you're not thinking clearly, and largely I get it wrong. Oh, I just like to be different. Because why would you not have picked Iga Świątek for this title? Backhand, cross court, and I did. Cross court, they're both going. 3-2, Alcaraz ahead for the first time in this semifinal. Goes back to the Alcaraz backhand, who cuts that ball short, sits up high. Inside out for him from Sinner. Sinner then goes drop shot. Here comes Alcaraz. He slides it down. What does Sinner do? He goes for pace, and once again, he gets the better of the Spaniard.
Yeah. But Alcaraz looks a bit better, more solid. It's crazy with Alcaraz, when you hit a drop shot and he's very far and you think, okay, we'll never get to the ball. And somehow he runs so fast that he arrives on the ball, is able to put it back and, you know, be at the net. So quick, the Spanish. 15 love for Jannik Sinner.
Serve into the center of the box. Backhand cross court to the service line. Backhand cross court, it's too deep from Sinner, and it's 15 all. Little tiny imperceptible fist pump from Carlos Alcaraz, just keeping himself pumped up.
Yeah, he likes to do that. To, how you would you say, he likes to keep that energy, you know?
Serve down the tee, backhand sits up and it allows Alcaraz. Oh, dear. One of the best executors of a drop shot in the world gets it completely wrong.
That was the right choice because he heard and he saw Jannik Sinner that he was sliding, you know, far behind his baseline. So he just had to put it over the net and put behind it, and that would have been enough. But he missed it.
30-15. Sinner bouncing the ball, settling, rocking back, reaching, serving out wide. Pickup drift service. Sinner comes in. She'll put away the short ball, but he goes back to Alcaraz. Alcaraz lobs, gets the ball in. That was misjudged by the Italian.
But I think also it was too good of a lob. And it was very tough for him to get him. And
it was when he went back to him.
Yeah.
With the inside out forehand on the approach.
It's true.
And Alcaraz was just waiting.
I think that's where Alcaraz needs to, if he wants, you know, to keep coming back, needs to attract the Italian.
30 all. 2-3. First serve missed. Second serve kicks up, steps inside the baseline. Sinner with his forehand. Alcaraz looking to bring up a break point to really extend his advantage in this second set. At the moment, it's on serve. Alcaraz comes forward with a volley, pops it over, and he's got him. He's well and truly got him, and it's break point.
That's the rhythm of shots that Alcaraz needs to find, you know, when... it's not on the same rhythm, you know. Sinner likes that when you hit hard right, hard left, hard right. That's the rhythm he likes. But when there are variations, when you can play with the moment where Alcaraz hits the ball, that's when he's better. And that's how he got that break point. 30-40, Sinner to serve.
Looking for a first serve. Alcaraz, 100% conversion record with the only other one he's had. Now he's got a second serve to look at. A 4-2 in the second. Alcaraz with the backhand in play, cross court. Cross court, backhand deep from Sinner. Sinner redirects it up the line. Forehand, cross court and deep. The sliding forehand, center of the court from Sinner. Looking to attack now. He's pushed back by the Italian. The short ball from the Spaniard. Cross court from the Italian. Break point for Alcaraz. Alcaraz with the forehand. The backhand to backhand. Now he swivels and goes inside in Alcaraz. Forehand, cross court, miss. And there was an almighty roar from Carlos Alcaraz, because he's broken the serve of Jannik Sinner and he leads by 4-2 with the break.
And we see more spin, we see more height in Alcaraz's shots. We see more of Carlos Alcaraz style tennis that we enjoy so much.
What he's definitely doing is making the most of his opportunities.
He's the one dictating the game right now. He's up 4-2, ready to serve. Let's see how Sinner is going to react.
4-2. Serve down the tee. The stretch from Sinner. Mid-court ball. Back behind Sinner goes the Spaniard. Tessa has sent us a picture. She says, thanks for keeping me company while I mowed the lawn at 5:30 a.m. That's 5:30 a.m. because it's going to be 110 degrees Fahrenheit in Arizona today. I mean, despite that, I'm not sure I'll be getting up at 5:30 a.m. to mow the lawn, Tessa. Very well done. 4-2, 15 love. Serve out wide. The backhand pushes the Spaniard back into an inside out into the tramline's forehand. Jerry says, good morning from Venice, California. My daughter lives in Italy and we're both rooting for Jannik. He's got to settle himself here a little bit, the Italian. ace from the Spaniard.
.208 kilometers an hour on that last ace, 30-15. Carlos Alcaraz is picking the ball. He's going to serve with very carefully. Serves went for serve wide.
Ball girl back into position as Alcaraz just needs a couple of bounces of the ball before he reaches up and serves centre of the box. The backhand to his feet, the backhand cross court, backhand to backhand. They go. Who switches it? That's the question. It's Sinner who goes down the line. Cross court, Alcaraz, down the line, Sinner. Cross court sits up, down the line, heavy, but not deep enough from Sinner. Squash shots the ball, he nets. And it's game points Alcaraz to consolidate his break and move to 5-2.
Alcaraz hits the ball less hard, but with more angles as well, and it's hurting the Italian a lot. And he's about to win his fifth game in a row. Was down to love, remember? Now two game points to be a 5-2.
Missed first serve. Kind of strangled cry of a call. Game points for 5-2. Serve down the tee, the backhand through the court. The off forehand from Alcaraz. Alcaraz with his double-handed backhand. He lofts it, sits up to be brought down backhand cross court from Sinner. Sinner with backhand. Alcaraz enough time to spare and go inside out with the forehand into the net from Carlos Alcaraz, who adjusts the white sleeve on his right arm. There's a lady below us who stood up to pick something up. And when she sat down on the man's lap next to her by mistake. And he got a shock until her husband had to sort of stand her up and move her over again. Right, everyone's in their right seats. Server's missed. Second serve, the backhand to the feet of Alcaraz, who slices the backhand inside in from Sinner. I mean, I use the word rocket again. He rifled that ball.
You were right. And Alcaraz nearly got it back with a big stretch, big slide on the forehand side as he went to try to reach it with that slice forehand, but he missed in the alley.
Deuce from 40-15. Serve out wide, thundered back, deep ball from Alcaraz. Gets a short high ball, he drives it out of the air.
Amazing. Amazing series of shots from Alcaraz. Sinner thought that that forehand was out, but he was definitely in. And another game point, 5-2.
Oh, it was going for a really acute angle out wide. A little bit of a breeze on his back as he reaches up now and serves a deep ball again. Backhand return, Sinner with his forehand through the middle of the court, the forehand cross court into the corner from Alcaraz, who places it down the line. Backhand cross court and deep, mid-court ball for Sinner to go cross court with his backhand. Sinner with his backhand again, thunders it back, the slice from Alcaraz, the flat backhand up the line and wide from Jannik Sinner. So Carlos Alcaraz moves to 5-2 in the second set.
A little bit more mistakes on the Sinner side. Bit more solid from Alcaraz, and we are in this situation. Alcaraz has an opportunity to come back at one set all.
Sara Errani, Jasmine Paolini lost the first set to Marta Kostyuk and Elena Gabriela Rus of Romania by 6-1, but they are serving 3-2 up in the second.